WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and ListenTheRef.com presents the Bossy Football Show, a weekly look inside the Bulldogs program featuring head coach Stephen Mullen and a member of the Bossy team. This show was brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, Mark's Barbecue, and by Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
Bossy Football is back, and we're going to talk about the Bulldogs here on WREF for week one of the Bossy Football Show. Hello and welcome. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. We're going to hear from Stephen Mullen on this program as they get ready for week one against Vincennes and all that goes into the preparation for that. It's all brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, Award World Trophies, Mark's Barbecue, United Fidelity Bank, and by Sterling United Federal Credit Union. So we'll take a step aside. Stephen Mullen is waiting patiently on the phone for you to answer all your questions about Bossy football right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Attention business owners, are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State Preferred Award Destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
And we're back on the Bossy Football Show. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. And Stephen Mullen is on the phone getting ready for week one of the 2024 season against Vincennes this Friday. Coach, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
All good. Really appreciate your time. So, look, it was a long off season for everyone. Everyone excited, antsy, building towards this moment right here. It's a game week, finally. For you and for the program, it was a busy off season, though. Had some renovations done to the facility, new turf, if I'm not mistaken. So take me through the facelift that Bossy football got in the off season.
Yeah, we just got, you know, our turf replaced. As well as they power wash the whole track, so track looks great as well. New roof on Inlow, just the roofing, not like the whole structure part, but I mean, it looks great. They painted the lights, like where there was some rust at. Got some new gutters. I mean, it's looking like a brand new house around here.
I like it. So, when you get in the lab, so to speak, whether that be workouts or just off-season programs that you're able to give the kids for summer workouts. What was the focus in the off-season trying to match the facelift, so to speak, of the facility with the on-field production? What does that look like, the summer workouts?
I mean, it was a total facelift all summer. You know, changing the offense quite a few times, changing the defense, because main thing we try to do, I mean, you know, being in a high school program, you have different kids every year. You have different skill sets. You have, you know, different kids that can do different things. So definitely at Boise, we can't take what we're doing the year before and totally mimic it the next year. It's got to be different. It's got to fit what our kids can do. That way they can perform to their best abilities.
Again, Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Boise football, is here on WREF. It is week one of the Boise football show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. So you look back, Coach, 3-7 last year. As soon as 2023 ended, I'm sure it was kind of a whirlwind season. It always is. So you probably took a few beats, relaxed, reloaded, and then when you hit the offseason from 2023, what were you taking and really trying to implement and preach off of that season going into this one?
You know, mainly just player development as well as, like, everybody, the weight room. You know, I coach wrestling as well, so it's always a quick turnaround. That's my other thing is getting our football players involved in the wrestling program as well because,
sure.
I mean, that totally translates to the football field. So, you know, getting those kids, staying on them if they're not doing that, trying to get them involved in other sports here at Boise. So it's always a busy offseason, you know, chasing around, trying to get them in other sports because, you know, I mean, I think, having multi-sport athletes on a football team that have competed all year round definitely helps. So, but the main thing was just to figure out what guys could do and get them faster and stronger in the offseason.
Again, Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Boise football here on WREF for week one of the Boise football show. Again, week one begins this Friday against Vincennes. We're going to talk about that game and so much more. But after this upcoming break, we're going to talk about personnel. And there are a lot of fresh faces for 2024 that Boise fans are going to have to familiarize themselves with very, very quickly, especially on the offensive side of the ball. All that and more on the other side right here on WREF, 97.7 FM, The Ref. Always the right call.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Share certificates are a great way to reduce risk while receiving a guaranteed rate of return. Sterling United Federal Credit Union wants to ensure you get the best rate in town, so they'll beat or match any of the local competitors' offers. Visit SUFCU.org for the most competitive rates. Or for more information, text 812-425-0111. Open a share certificate today. SUFCU. What makes them different is you. Membership eligibility and minimum deposit required. Member NCUA.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new places, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course their signature entree. Prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Diving into personnel on the Boise Football Show here on WREF with Stephen Mullen, the head coach. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. All right, Coach, so you know that there's only one potential position group that I'm allowed to start with. By radio sports law, we must talk about the quarterback. And Elijah Wagner, of course, was a big part of your team last year, a huge part of your team last year. He's moved on to the college ranks, and we wish him the best. But for you, going forward, what does that look like in trying to patch the Elijah Wagner-sized and shaped hole that he left?
Right now it's Landon Lloyd that's filling those shoes, and that's who it's going to be pretty much no matter what. Just the way that Landon carries himself, as well as how he's dove into that role as quarterback, you know. Now, a lot of kids wanted to replace Elijah, and I think he was one of them that didn't want to at first. But, you know, as the summer went on, he saw that he was the one that can fill that need the most. So he's definitely stepping up, you know, filling big shoes. And if there's anyone on the team that can do it, it's Landon Lloyd.
Now, you say Landon didn't necessarily want to do that. Is it because you don't want to be the guy after the guy, or is it because he didn't want to play quarterback? I mean, what was the reasoning there?
He wanted to block. I mean, he even told us that year. We thought about it a little bit last year, doing some, you know, packages where Landon's at quarterback, and that way you can move Elijah around and get him the ball in other spaces, just with the kind of athlete Elijah was. But he said, then who's going to lead block for him, you know, at the H-back, you know, tight end kind of place. So I was like, well, I guess you're right. And so we just had never moved him last year, and he loved playing defense. Now, he'll still play some defense and situational things. He's just a kid that enjoys contact, and that's kind of hard to find for us. So we are losing a little bit there with him not maybe getting to play defense as much just because of the role he's playing. But definitely as the season goes on, he'll be playing both ways.
It just feels like an extremely rare situation where a kid, A, doesn't want to play quarterback, and B, all he wants to do is block. I mean, how often do you come across a kid like that? Come on now.
Never.
I guess a good problem to have, though. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, he's a great kid. I mean, I just got done talking with a teacher about him and how much he enjoys having him in class, so. He's one that, you know, kind of like Elijah, he fit that mold of the kid that you need at quarterback that's going to be a leader both on and off the field.
Again, Stephen Mullen, the head coach, Posse Football here on WREF. So that is the big news on offense. But on defense, the good news is you guys bring a lot back from last year, namely Darian Fellows and what he did last year in the sacks department, getting around the edge. He was really strong for you. What does his role look like this year compared to last?
He's still playing the nose guard, and, you know, if he's, you know, out of practice or, you know, he's had some bumps and bruises this summer, the defense is totally different. We have to do things different, but with Darian in there, you can do some things. I mean, he's an untraditional nose, but that's the best place for him. We've tried to put him about eight other places, but it's like you can't move him away from that specific position because he's just too effective there. I know as an offensive lineman myself, the thing I hated blocking the most was speed, and I even, you know, probably get Darion Ted a little big, but I'd hate to block him every day.
What would you do if you had to block him now?
I mean, I'd just run him out of the picture every time because I know I'm stronger than him. I tell him that all the time, but I say, you might get me with your speed, but I'm going to get you with the strength. So
I like it.
I think, you know, and he does a great job in practice. Like, if we need him to mimic a certain person from another team, he's able to do it because – you know, it's hard to find scout team guys with speed like the guys you're going to face on Friday nights with, you know, some of the defensive lines we have around here.
Sure. No, I like that. Now, you mentioned a moment ago that the defense is very different from last year. Put some more meat on those bones for us. How so?
I mean, we're just trying to get to the ball. You know, our defensive motto is pursuit, get to the ball. You know, you watch all the great defenses in the SIC. You know, some of them don't even look like traditional, what obviously you'd see on Saturdays with, you know, your traditional big and three and one techs. They're just using speed, and they're getting to the ball. And all 11 guys are getting to the ball, and everybody's aligned correctly. Everybody knows their coverage. That's the biggest thing, you know, kind of making this simple enough to where we can do some things and the kids, you know, can just fly around and make plays.
Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF. It is week one of the Bossy Football Show, and with that, we're going to take a step aside, talk about week one with Vincennes looming on deck right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. you can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Before or after the game, Mark's Barbecue and Catering has a full-service menu for you and your guests. Items on that menu for the tailgate party include pork or pulled chicken with several different sauces, including their famous sweet and sassy. For that large crowd, you can go hog wild with a full hog or a pork bomb, 2 1/4 pounds of pork sausage wrapped in bacon. Mark's Barbecue has a smaller version of the pork bomb with their pork grenades. Same great taste for a smaller appetite. Score big this season with Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Avenue in Evansville.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our 5 convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
All right, after a long offseason, we've talked about personnel, and now it's time to talk about week one for Bossy football. They're going toe-to-toe against Vincennes this Friday with the head coach, Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. 6:30 start to the season. Coach, how are we feeling about Vincennes?
They return a lot on the defensive side of the ball like we do. I know they have some question marks on the offensive side of the ball with, you know, kind of losing the Hunt kid that was player of the year before, as well as some of their skill guys. But defensively, they look just as sound as last year. You don't see as much as you'd like with the scrimmage film, and it's the same what they're probably saying. We're seeing some stuff, offensively. They're kind of rotating quarterbacks, it looks like, so we're still wondering who we'll see on Friday. That's always the fun part about the first week. But, you know, we're just hoping for a great game here at Inwell.
You're trying to figure out personnel on their side, and I'm sure they're trying to scramble and figure out what your offense will look like with Landon at the helm behind center and Elijah in the college ranks. It was such a high-scoring affair last year, 49-30. You guys end up on the short end. Do you think that is at all representative of how this game is going to go on Friday night?
I really have no idea. You know, that's the thing about the first game. We're going to see because, you know, we really didn't know what we had last year until probably the Castle game, as far as, you know, kind of the offense we would be. You know, we got in a really slow start against Vincennes last year, and, you know, testament to Vincennes, they jumped on top of us right away, and we just couldn't keep up. We're too much too late there in the second half. So hopefully we can get off to a better start and minimize our mistakes because, you know, there's a lot to clean up.
If you can pinpoint maybe one aspect, area, or phase of the game that you think is going to decide week one against Vincennes, again, a 6:30 start on Friday, what would that be?
I've been waiting for this question. If we can snap the ball, we're right here, and we're still struggling snapping the ball. You know, our 3-year starting center went down with an ACL tear, and it's something you never kind of expect, so. Yeah. We're still working on that aspect, so hopefully we can just snap the ball, to be honest. So if we can do that, maybe we can do some good things. If not, it's going to be fun.
So who's stepping in to fill that role, and what does the procedure look like? Because center is such a nuanced position. It's such a feel thing, and it's a chemistry thing. And I guess on the one hand, Landon doesn't have experience taking snaps from anyone, so it's not like he has to learn someone new per se. But what does all that look like for you guys as you try to patch that hole that you didn't think you were going to have to patch?
I think we got a little over 45 on the roster, and I think we've had 45 different centers. But I think we found one. It was the one we didn't want to use, just because it's Marjon Sheen. He's our best offensive lineman, hands down. Just the way he carries himself, the way he works. But he's the only guy that can do it right now, so you hate to kind of move him around when we want to do some other things with him. But if you can't snap the ball, you can't run a play. And, you know, everybody's going to say go under center, but that limits you so much in an offense, definitely, you know, with spread offense and everything right. We're trying to do. So we can go under center if we have to, but we're hoping we don't have to.
Well, I was just about to ask that. So at what point do you think, is that in the playbook, so to speak, let's say Friday night for whatever reason, it's just not clicking from the gun, you think you move Landon under center and limit the offense and close down half the playbook to get that aspect going?
Oh, yeah, we already have it in. We had a scrimmage this summer, and I said, all right, time to go back to the drawing board. And, you know, we put in some wing tee stuff, which we've ran before, as well as just some traditional eye, because, like I said, if you can't snap the ball, you can't run a play. So, so it'll be interesting. I mean, we're capable of scoring, but you got to do the first thing first.
That's head coach Stephen Mullen on week one of the Bossy Football Show. Coach, really appreciate your time, not only for today, but in advance for the rest of the season. Looking forward to doing this every single week. And again, Friday night, 6:30, and it's Bossy hosting Vincennes in week one of the 2024 season. Coach, good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Go Dogs.
All right. With that, you've been listening to the Bossy Football Show on WREF.
You have been listening to the Bossy Football Show on WRBF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenTheRep.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by Evansville Estate Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Mark's Barbecue, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. The Bossy Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.